With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump was campaigning last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. Speaking to a police group, he blamed Democrat policies for increasing the crime rate in some major cities around the country. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans proposing a bill to avoid a government shutdown, but there is a catch as far as Democrats are concerned: election integrity.
Lawmakers return to Washington next week, and they're not close to completing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund government agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a shutdown when that fiscal year begins October 1st. House Republicans have unveiled legislation that would fund the government until late March, when a new president and Congress would have final say. But they've also added a hot-button immigration issue, requiring states to obtain proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when someone registers to vote. That's a non-starter in the Senate, and Democratic leaders there warn it greatly increases the odds of a shutdown. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities have charged a 14-year-old boy with four counts of murder in this week's fatal shootings at a high school in Georgia. Colt Gray's father, Colin Gray, has also been charged. He's accused of knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon. A man is under arrest in Canada. He's accused of planning a terrorist attack in New York City. We get more details on that development from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
According to investigators, the Pakistani living in Canada planned on carrying out a mass shooting in a Jewish center in Brooklyn and slaughtering as many Jewish people as possible. They say he chose a date around October 7th, which is the date that terror group Hamas launched their attack in Israel. The FBI said they learned about the terror plot after the man started posting on social media. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More of these stories at srnnews.com. The states seem to be sorting themselves out when it comes to the issue of abortion. Michael Harrington reports.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit that was filed by the mother of a Manchester school district student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports the heads of a U.S. and U.K. intelligence agency are praising Ukraine's surprise operations in Russia and pushing for a ceasefire.
The heads of the British and American foreign intelligence agencies say Ukraine's surprise movement into Russia is a significant achievement that could change the narrative of the grinding war. Richard Moore, the head of MI6, said Kiev's surprise move to seize territory in Russia's Kursk region was typically audacious and bold on the part of the Ukrainians.
In that report from Rika Ann Garcia, hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August from July's tepid pace, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March in a sign the job market may be cooling but remains sturdy. Employers added a modest 142,000 jobs, up from just 89,000 added to the payrolls in July. More on these stories at srnnews.com.